I've always been fascinated by the power and resiliency of the human spirit. And as a person still on a lifelong journey of self-discovery, I set about my quest. I began to attend conferences and seminars on neuroscience and what is known as heart-mind education. My search opened me up to a whole new world about how our brains work and the way they respond to information dependent upon our emotions. I discovered that the landscape of the mind is an endlessly fascinating place. The more I learned, the more excited I became about tapping into its almost limitless potential. Not only did researchers and scientists give us undeniable proof that the human brain is a living, growing organ, but their findings also gave rise to the notion that we can choose to change the way we interact with the world, starting with the mind, to give us the best out of life. They proved that when we, or our children, are stressed, anxious, bored, or unhappy, we are much less able to cope with problems and take in new information. Our brains close tight like a clenched fist. If we are happy, relaxed, and curious, on the other hand, our brains open like a flower. And not only does this help us to remember and properly process information, but it also gives us the ability to handle stress. Along this path to greater understanding, I met some incredible innovators who shared my vision for the well-being of our children. They kindly invited me into their extraordinary world. These experts soon became my teachers and my guides. With their help and inspiration, in 2003, I set up the nonprofit Hahn Foundation, which went on to initiate a social and emotional learning program in elementary schools called Mind Up. We chose to focus on schools because these are the places where children spend most of their young lives. By creating a community in the classroom, especially for those without a lot of support at home, we hope to provide a safe haven.